everyone. It's April, and I'm here again this week with Tony and our pets. Have a little discussion with Veronica, and also, do a little pet talk too. I want to report that all of my animals are still doing really well. Nellie, I can tell, is winding down just a little bit. She's starting to cough a little bit more. I am giving her the diuretic when needed, and that helps quite a bit. But I can tell she's almost legally blind now, I think, because she runs into stuff and everything. But she loves sitting in my lap all day. I rub her head, hold her close. She's having a good time of it. She's just having a few eyesight things that are going on. And of course, it's got the heart thing going on, just like the other one does. But I've had a pretty good couple of weeks here. So I'm knocking on wood that things remain that way for the rest of the summer. And I'm going to keep them all right in front of the air conditioner because it's going to get hot this summer here. It always does, 100 degrees and up. So anyways, Tony, what's going on with our little guy, Ty?
Ty's doing good. He and QQ are just loving each other. And it's the summer season, the rental business. So life is busy.
Yeah, I can tell.
So all is good. Knock on wood.
Well, knock on wood. It's always good to be busy, especially in business. It's always good.
I know.
Well, so, I'm going to go get Veronica. I'm going to go get her. And just welcome everybody in for today. It's going to be a beautiful day.
I think I will. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And I hope you had a happy 4th. And hot in Maine. We've had 100 degrees, which we normally don't. But all the people listening from the East Coast, I'm sure you're not really loving this. But anyway, this is what we got. So I encourage you to write in, as I always do, to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Susan. I am trying to discern if I have qualities that would allow me to experience mediumship. When I write occasionally, I have been guided to describe hope for humanity. Is this the first step in my spirit guide's presence within me?
Well, your spirit guide has always been there. Spirit guides come in at birth and they stay till the very last second, and then they go with you to your life review. We say that this is an energy. It's not exactly your spirit guide. This is actually an energy that would like to work through you, who has hope for humanity, to help, help people. So we think is you should take a step back and start to consider this and do your writing and say, okay, I'll take the help. I'll take the presence. And have this energy help you write what you're going to be writing, hope for humanity. It's not just mediumship. It's also channeling that you're doing here. Mediumship is contacting those who have crossed over. And what you're describing here is more of an energy coming in saying, hey, I got a message. And since we're compatible energetically, could you do it for me? So this isn't really about you in this moment. This isn't about your mediumship. This is about your channeling, which is a very different thing. So take a step back, give yourself time to work with it, and see what happens. We think you're going to be incredibly pleased.
All right, our next question is coming from Vicky. I would like to know if there is really such a being known as the devil.
The devil, the way it is described now, with the horns and the pitchfork and the fire around it and everything, is very linear depiction. It's not like that at all. There is no one energy going around instigating and forcing humans to do bad things. Humans can do that pretty good all by themselves. So there is no one devil, so to speak. There are energies that can be negative, but there's not an icon of a red-looking being with horns and a pitchfork. That does not exist. That is the humans attempting to define what the evil energy is. That's all.
All right, our next question. Betsy would like to know, Veronica, is April amazed at what you bring through when she is channeling you?
Well, the April Crawford half the time doesn't listen. All the time doesn't listen to when we talk to others. Sometimes she has very long days of allowing us to come through her. And if she listened to everything that we said all day long, she would be very exhausted and probably wouldn't understand what half of it was all about. So we would say she has read a few things that we have written, but she tends to stay back from it. She wants to keep it pure. So she never wants her energy to be intermingled at all. So she backs up from it completely. She has heard a few things, but she doesn't make a habit of it because she wants the channeling to be pure.
Right. Barbara writes in, why is it so important to forgive others who have harmed us in some way? I find it's really hard to do.
Well, we understand that because sometimes individuals can be very cruel and nasty to each other, and it hurts deeply, especially if someone knows you well. They know which buttons to push. We'd say forgiveness should come for yourself as well, if you can look at it that way. Because if you carry around all that hurt and negativity, you're going to find that you're going to attract more of it. So it's best to forgive and walk away. Don't participate with that person again, but let go and forgive the action that they did so that that energy doesn't stay within you. That sort of sweeps your internal moment nice and clean if you do that. So look at it that way. It might be easier to do because we know there are creatures and beings upon the planet, some of them human, that just don't understand what it is to be kind, what it is to be fair and honest. Just don't know it. So, and they end up saying and doing things sometimes that are cruel. We know this. But forgiving the action is important so you don't carry that energy with you. We always say, forgive, but don't forget. That's the best way to look at it.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. And if you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And, you know, I always say, if you have more information, you'd like to know about a topic or anything, please write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll try to get your question on the air or try to answer whatever you would like to know. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, it is summertime in most of your places of existence. We think it's a good thing for everyone to maybe plant some seeds. Do a little experiment. Plant some seeds of tomato plant, you know, beans, something, and watch it grow. Plant it with intention and watch it grow. That is sort of a physical enactment of what it is to create. You plant the seeds internally in your thoughts, and your thoughts are the seeds, and then your emotions are the water that bring everything into existence. Try, teach your children as well. Plant a little garden and watch things grow and say, the more we nurture the seeds, the better it grows. If we see it has difficulty, we help it. It's a nice little exercise for children, and it's also a nice exercise for adults, because you have to understand that when you are planting seeds of something you want to create, whether it's a plant or if it's an event, you plant the seeds, which are the ideas of it, and then you have to nurture that and water that and pay attention to that to make it happen. It just doesn't happen on its own. So maybe this summer, plant a little garden and maybe include some young child in the process and teach them what it is to nurture the seeds of what you want to create. It might be a very good lesson for them.
Well, thank you, Veronica, and I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.